Hello and welcome to Cooking on Iran. I'm Salome and today we're cooking a very delicious traditional Iranian food, abgusht. Very easy to prepare. We need an onion. We're going to stitch this onion a few times so that we make sure that the taste of the onion soaks well into the water where we're going to cook everything together. The meat, the onion, the tomato, the potato, everything is going to be cooked in just one pot. Now we take our potatoes, just put them inside. I'm telling you, very easy. Tomatoes, cut this out. Here we go, one tomato. Here we go. Now, here's our meat. With a little bit of fat, with a little bit of bones, the Persian lime, dried Persian lime, go inside. Now we need spices. We need half a teaspoon turmeric. Is this oriental spice mix? In Iran, they call it advier. This consists of turmeric, cardamom, cinnamon, and black pepper. We take half a teaspoon. Here we go. Salt, don't forget salt. A little less than a whole teaspoon. Maximum a teaspoonful is enough. Now, what do we need? Here are our white beans and our chickpeas. One cup is enough. Now we have our tomato paste. Take two rich teaspoons full. Very nice. And now a little bit of vegetable oil, just a bit. Nice. This is it. We add water to this. So now we have put everything together in one pot and added a liter of water. We're going to let this cook for 3 to 4 hours. After 3 hours, you have to check if everything is soft boiled. So cover it and let's middle heat. This is perfect. This is it. Now my abgusht has cooked for around 4 hours. And now's the time that I'm going to show you how to serve this delicious, tasty Persian food. So I'm going to remove some ingredients out of this into this special DZ pot. This is specially for abgusht. It's a clay pot. Now we have meat. We have the chickpeas and the white beans. Put it all in there. Of course, there is no tomato, no obvious tomato left. That I have put the ingredients into the special DZ pot. We are getting closer to the final round. This is my masher and I'm going to mash this so that we're going to have mashed meat. After I have mashed the meat, I'm going to show you what to do with the soup. Now that I'm already done with mashing my ingredients, I have mashed meat here, which is gusht kubide. I'm going to serve this now for you. So we take a few spoons of this, flat this, make a little hole in the middle, and give it some of the meat broth inside. I want to decorate this plate so that it looks very nice. Look at this. Nice leaves. Now this is our meat mash and now I'm going to show you what to do with the soup. I told you this has a special way of being served and a special way of being eaten. It smells fantastic. So now this is a very traditional Iranian bread, sangak, which is baked actually on a stone, on a bed of stones. Now I'm going to break this bread now into pieces, which is called tarit in Iran. This is our soup with our bread. Now you have to eat this and this together, but this is nothing without something very special, which is duh. You have to drink duh with this. Without duh, so for preparing our yogurt drink, our duh, we need ice. We need a little bit of water, and of course we need yogurt. So here's the ice in my pot, and here's the yogurt. And I'm going to add some nice dried mint, salt. This is enough. Stir it a little bit. Enough. This is it. I hope you enjoyed it. See you next time, cooking on Iran. Bon appétit.